Study, more than 7 in 10 California immigrant households are on welfare. By John Binder on December 4, 2018. More than 7 in 10 households headed by immigrants in the state of California are on taxpayer-funded welfare, a new study reveals. The latest Census Bureau data analyzed by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, finds that about 72% of households headed by non-citizens and immigrants use one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare programs in California, the number one immigrant-receiving state in the U.S. Meanwhile, only about 35% of households headed by native-born Americans use welfare in California. All four states with the largest foreign-born populations, including California, have extremely high use of welfare by immigrant households. In Texas, for example, nearly 70% of households headed by immigrants use taxpayer-funded welfare. Meanwhile, only about 35% of native-born households in Texas are on welfare. In New York and Florida, a majority of households headed by immigrants and non-citizens are on welfare. Overall, about 63% of immigrant households use welfare while only 35% of native-born households use welfare. President Trump's administration is looking to soon implement a policy that protects American taxpayers' dollars from funding the mass importation of welfare-dependent foreign nationals by enforcing a public charge rule whereby legal immigrants would be less likely to secure a permanent residency in the U.S. if they have used any forms of welfare in the past, including using Obamacare, food stamps, and public housing. The immigration controls would be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut, the amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born American household. Overall, immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households and 44% more in Medicaid dollars. This straining of public services by a booming 44 million foreign-born population translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 in federal welfare. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.